Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is your captain. We're looking about a 4-hour flight time today. We've got clear skies, good visibility. Flight attendants, please prepare for takeoff.
Afternoons on the Horn with Chad Hastings and Kevin Dunn.
You guys both look like you might want to hit me in the face.
Baker Mayfield has pled guilty to public intoxication, disorderly conduct, and fleeing. $480 in a fine, $480 or so in restitution, and he has to take a university alcohol education course. What is an alcohol education course in Oklahoma? Because I would think the first class is we don't have real beer in this state.
Yeah. You can actually drink a lot more.
Chad Hastings.
Nobody can create an Oklahoma joke out of thin air like Kevin Dunn, man.
And Kevin Dunn.
You grow up in Austin with Barry Switzer as their head coach. You're going to find ways to not talk about the field.
Oh, I love it.
On the Horn, 104.9, AM 1260, and hornfm.com. With the Longhorns play and Austin talks sports.
Afternoon delight.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
You're damn right. Let's go hour number one on a Wednesday. It's officially summertime. It's been feeling like it for a while. Kevin Dunn is here. I'm Chad Hastings. Trey Elling producing. Getting you the great updates. High of 99 today as we start summer. Good grief.
Yep, we're here.
We are absolutely here. Jeez. Also, I saw somewhere today that it might be National Selfie Day. It's always National Something Day.
Oh, no.
So I didn't tell you this story from Hawaii, but this happened to me. I don't know what this says about society, but I'm a big fan of when I'm on a trip. If you and your dad, I'll use that as an example, right?
All right.
You and Bob Dunn are at a scenic overlook.
Okay.
Right? And you're taking a picture of your dad with the something behind him. I will say to you, hey, you want a picture of both of you?
Right.
And offer to take the picture.
Yeah.
Right? That's the old school for me.
Yeah.
That's a courteous move, by the way. It is the courtesy wave of the photograph world.
That's how I look at it. There's a family of like 6 or 7 people at this overlook, and they're doing a selfie. And like the son, who, by the way, has a little reach on him. He had like a Hakeem Warwick kind of reach.
Nice.
So he's the guy to do this. But as he was doing it, I thought, I'm going to see if I can help them out. So I say to the mom, hey, would you like a picture with everybody? And she just looks me dead in the face and says, we just took a selfie.
Yeah, they want the selfie.
And I'm like, okay, I guess. That's where we are. So have fun with your selfies today. Apparently now it's National Selfie Day. If you feel it's so important that the thing needs you in the foreground, please continue. Hope everybody has a great start to their summer. We've got one day until the NBA draft. We'll talk some College World Series. We'll talk some college football. Got some good Big 12 college football news today.
Okay.
We should probably just start with that.
Can we start with driving?
Sure.
Because the last couple days have just...
Get it off your chest,
it's
Kevin.
It's taken a lot of meditation.
Go right ahead.
There's a lot of things. If there's a two-way, a median that's a two-way, where you may be entering two separate places that are on the other side, see what I'm saying?
I think that yellow
middle lane.
Yes.
And you could be turning left going north. You could be turning left going south.
Right. Gotcha.
Understand... That works both ways. So some people that are just going one way, you can tell, what are you doing in this lane? No, what are you doing in this lane? This isn't an early runway for your turn onto Guad, all right? 45th goes both ways, like Highway 9.
Six.
That speeding up the stop signs, the blinkers. Can we start giving felonies if you don't use a blinker, please? Please?
I don't understand not using the blinker. They're so advanced now. There's so much technology with the blinker that we're not using.
You're just telling us you don't care and you think you're more important. Screw you. Use a blinker. For all the people that listen that drive for a living, God bless you. I don't know how you do it. I really don't. I don't know how you get around. Another thing, I'm still waiting. This is how I end the show every day now. I get to wait as I'm on 360 taking a left about to get onto Mopac because of this screwy third lane that I guess all these idiots don't drive this. Is everyone new every day driving this thing?
You know
that thing is going to be left. And if you're caught in there, don't try and get right. Don't hold us up taking a left. You made the mistake. You swallow it. You take a U-ey and you do it again. We're not waiting for you. And it's dangerous as hell.
Yeah, it is. You're absolutely right.
I've encountered on that right turn out of this place, this was within the last week now, where the light turns red, so even if it's just a constant flow of traffic and it seems a little bit dicey to try and turn into the shoulder to get going, you just wait a little bit. You see that the light's red, things are going to back up, and eventually somebody will let you in. Well, I've encountered with one case in specific and another one where it felt like they were trying to do the same thing, where the person has like 30 feet in front of him before a car is stopped. And I turn in because there's enough space and I'm going to get going to where I'm not going to impede their ability to slow down that much quicker or have to slam on their brakes. Well, they intentionally try and speed up on me even though they're coming to stop cars and then get upset with me because I had the gall to try and get into traffic and get going at a decent rate to do so.
It is weird for us getting on 360. Yesterday I had one where there was a car in the right lane and a bicycle in the shoulder. Same at the same pace, so I had no choice.
It's like a zoo.
And of course the bike's going slower than the car, so I have to wait for the car, but then I realize, oh my God, I have to wait for this bike because I can't crush this man. I would have killed the guy.
Hey Trey, tell Kevin that's why automobile manufacturers call them turn indicators. All right, turn indicators!
Turn indicators!
Or signals.
Sure. Signals!
There's a lot of
blinkers. Give me a blinker!
You're not always indicating a turn. Obviously your brake lights are, you know, your brake lights
anything.
Indicate things.
Well, yeah, but if people could not do that, they wouldn't do that.
Yeah, sadly, you're right. Thank God we can't control
that. Luckily,
that's
built in.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
I like how, like, two or three times a year, Chad, have you noticed this, that Kevin will come in and he'll be like, you know what? I finally decided to stop letting traffic affect me. I'm just going their speed limit now.
It comes
I'm
in
just
waves.
Letting people
it comes
do their
in waves.
Things.
No, I was doing everything fine. I didn't speed because of this. I didn't. But after a couple days of it, to and fro, you just lose it here. I mean, this is a town where you just have to, you got to go get the relaxing chair. You got to meditate. I mean, you have to be able to lose it. I'm gonna let it go, especially now. That was cathartic. I appreciate that.
No, I could tell.
One of my favorite AC TV shows to prank back in the day, Catharsis.
First of all, Trey, I'm glad you said
My name is Shelly. I'd like to give a shout out to Tupelo, who's in... Actually, they're on Pluto right now, so they're probably not getting this.
No, they're not getting it. It's 2 a.m. They're in Singapore. Why are you giving them a shout-out?
I am glad that Trey said two or three times you do what he said, because if he'd said two or three times you do what you just did, I'd have said, wait a minute, you mean 22 times or 23 times.
Yeah.
But he's right. Two or three times you convince yourself the other way. I prefer this version of Kevin Dunn.
I know you do.
And I'm really glad to
find
out.
You're one of those good friends that's like, no, stop the meditation.
And I realized today.
Drink a Red Bull, then come in.
I knew something was going to come out on the show. I just didn't quite know what it was. And I decided not to ask because sometimes the beauty of the show is I can see it in your...
Did me bolting to the massage chair have anything to do with it?
It let me know because I know normally when you walk in the building from then to the show beginning, you don't want a whole lot of me because you're getting enough of me when the show starts.
I don't want anyone.
Right. Me included, right.
So, no, I don't want me for 30 minutes. I just want to get my, I mean, seriously.
Right, you don't even want you.
No.
You head to the chair, and I thought, oh, we've got something coming. I thought, is this about basketball? Is this about traffic? Or
yeah,
what
I got
is,
some
what
hot
is,
takes on basketball.
It was those two. It was those two things I thought we'd maybe get, and we go with the traffic. So if you're out in traffic today, please be careful. Don't be too careful. Please use those blinkers and signals and turn indicators.
Getting a lot of people saying, preach, sir.
Out on the highways, yes.
I'm speaking for y'all, especially the ones that work. You men and women that drive around all day, and that's how you make a living and have to deal with this.
Oh, yeah.
You earn every penny.
Absolutely.
Deserve more.
And nowadays, now this time of year, we should also probably mention those of you that work outdoors.
And throw that in as some serious icing.
You work outdoors, God love you. If you drive for a living and you have no air conditioning,
well,
this time of year, God love you for that. Because some of those truck drivers, some of the delivery truck drivers and stuff.
That shouldn't be right.
They shouldn't. You're right. Most of they should all have AC, but some of them don't. So we know you're out there, and obviously for those that are, serving our country, helping us out, police, fire, all those folks, thank you for your service. Veterans, thank you for your service, and everybody try to stay cool.
Now, the 360 third lane that turns into a second lane, really only two lanes, and that third lane just turns into a, I'm turning left.
In
now,
the blink of an eye. Yes.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, it's maybe twice every trip I take that I see someone trying to get back in there, and I've already seen a wreck. I have to give myself a lot of time. I'm staring into the rearview mirror the whole time just thinking, oh, my God, like, you know, I've got to give myself some space.
Right.
And everyone's in that spot,
but so some of that's engineering. But if you are stuck there, you got to swallow that one.
I agree with you on that one. That's a situation for
we've all had to do it.
I'm one of those that I go straight through that light. So what I've started doing is I get into the right lane, and then I'm obviously monitoring the full situation of what you guys are dealing with. You that are turning left onto Mopac.
You're in my mirror.
And
I see you.
Yeah, you see me. Yeah. But I'm getting over to the right. Yep. So I let you guys deal with what you're dealing
right.
with, and I'm hopefully getting by it.
You're safe.
There's a lot going on. The 360 thing, if you have not been out here to drive on 360, there's a different adventure whether you're going, what is it? Is this technically north-south? Even does it, would that count as north-south?
Yeah. This one ends about Rudy's. Right before then.
Oh, and it ends in the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
It goes from, hey, everybody's got a third lane, to, no, you don't. Never mind. It's over.
Right. But, I mean, for the most part, everyone's been pretty cool letting people over.
Yeah.
It's one of those, all right, just let them over.
Going your way, it is this weird extended.
I go both ways.
This weird extended left lane, and then all of a sudden it's. The whole time it's been a left lane.
It goes back to two-way, and that left lane is just turning left.
And they don't really tell you that in time.
I think they give you enough time. I think people are just idiots.
The third lane is created. It forms right before the light. But it does, if you've never driven that part before, because I made this mistake, it looks like a turn lane because it forms where the left-hand turn lane only is.
Yep.
So it looks like that's what's supposed to be the first time you encounter that. It's not that, though. And the third lane going this way, going north, that runs out, like what Kevin was saying, just before Rudy's. I have to drive that sometimes in the morning now, getting here early enough to prep before midday with Trey and BK, 11 to 1, Monday through Friday.
Oh, man, cha-ching. Another one.
And
two within 15.
The amount of traffic that stupidity creates is just mind-boggling to me every day. I understand to get into the far right lane to avoid the nightmare that is people not understanding the merge lane needs to be like a zipper. So I get into the right lane and I get going a little bit quicker, but it has created an unnecessary mess right there.
Wow.
Well after rush hour every day, because I'm usually hitting it at about 9:30, 9:45, 10 o'clock, and there's still a huge backup because of it too. It's just another in a long list of examples of terribly designed roads and infrastructure in this town.
Well, I can't deny that. Someone said, as a paramedic here, in Austin, I can appreciate Kevin's traffic rant. You can't even make up the crap people do when confronted or approached by an ambulance with lights and sirens.
Oh, yeah, that's a crazy situation. Fire trucks.
Get out of the way.
Ambulance, fire trucks. Yeah, there's all kinds of those that turn crazy.
You knew that as a kid before you started driving. That is, everyone has to get out of the way.
I would hope so.
I saw New York City, man, downtown, they would actually get that done, and I thought, wow. That's pretty amazing.
Good, fresh, ranty start to this show. I think there'll be a few rants in the show today. I think a day away from the NBA draft, there'll probably be some basketball rants. And I definitely have a rant in one of my crap bags today. So we'll get into a lot of that stuff. And hopefully Kevin will continue to cleanse himself of his traffic woes.
I'm good. All the texts that are coming in, I think, you know, we all just knowing that there's so many good drivers out there that have to deal with it, that it could be, I guess it could be a lot worse.
It could, sadly, yes, it could definitely be a little worse. All right, so we'll jump in with a little college football news today, a little West Virginia and a little Oklahoma. So we're going to the civilized part of the Big 12.
How dare you?
Yeah, we're going to the toothless matchup. Here we go. First off, great news for Dana Holgorsen in the last 24 hours. Dana Holgorsen and West Virginia find out that Will Grier is eligible right away for the first game. If you don't remember that name.
Florida.
He was at Florida a couple years ago.
Big-time recruit.
Big recruit. He got popped for a PED violation in the middle of the season and was...
Odd, is it not?
Kicked out.
A quarterback?
Right. Quarterback in college football, PED violation.
Like Bosworth gets popped for that back in the day.
Traffic brought to you by the Hudgens Company. Hudgens.
Actually, brought to you by Kevin Dunn.
Yeah, no.
Brought to you by Kevin's
rant. Traffic's brought to you by me.
Yeah. So,
but you know what I mean? Like a Bosworth or Tony Mandrich has been popped before the Michigan game. Well, okay, saw this coming.
Some positions you get.
Will Grier?
Will Grier, quarterback at Florida, got popped with the PEDs. So what they thought was, the original punishment was he was going to have to miss 7 games this year.
Mm-hmm.
But West Virginia, now get this, the folks at West Virginia, they went to the NCAA with paperwork.
Ooh.
They took a pen. They wrote stuff out.
Printed?
They made, I think there was printing, maybe some stickers.
All right. Maybe we need to be quiet.
Maybe a gold star sticker. But they made the argument that, look, he sat out the entire year for his transfer.
Right.
So why don't we make that part of his punishment? Let him play right away.
I think it's a fair argument.
And they won it. The NCAA says yes. And the part I like about it is, yesterday we were talking about the first weekend of the season, now 73 days away. West Virginia is on the Sunday when now the A&M-UCLA game has been pushed to Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Same exact time, West Virginia and Virginia Tech are playing in Landover, Maryland. So they're playing in the Raven Stadium.
Okay.
So same exact time. So we're going to get to see Will Grier running the Holgorsen offense against Virginia Tech. And they've got a new quarterback because Evans is gone. So Virginia Tech's got to figure out who their guy is. So that game's going to be on at the same time as A&M and UCLA. If you're either not interested or that game gets out of whack, there's another game for you to check out on that Sunday evening. So great news for Dana Holgorsen in advance of the season. He doesn't have to mess around for seven games.
I think it's a really good thing, right?
Yeah.
I think it's a good thing for the Big 12, too, because we've talked about Oklahoma State. We know Oklahoma. We're hoping Texas. Kansas State should have some people back. We had Dennis Dodd on whenever you were gone, and he's like, watch out for Kansas State. They've got a lot of people coming back. So maybe the Big 12 has a little bit of a rebound on the field, and if West Virginia is part of that, we know Dana, if he's got a quarterback, they can have some teams that are scary.
Yeah, and that's what you hope if you're wanting the Big 12 to obviously benefit from that. So the Oklahoma story is a little sillier, and I'd missed this one early in the week, but an OU safety that was going to compete for a starting position. His name is Will Sunderland. He's been suspended indefinitely. The police report says he made an attempt to sell an Xbox and a PlayStation in Oklahoma City at an electronics store. Interestingly enough, that Xbox and PlayStation had been reported stolen from an OU dorm.
Ha.
And Lincoln Riley has suspended him indefinitely. This is where you insert your Bob Stoops treatment of Joe Mixon and others and, you know, contrast it to this. But Lincoln Riley is at least standing up on this one because it's powerfully stupid and this guy can't play anymore.
Yeah, well, I mean, you think so? I mean, you think he should be kicked out? You've stolen $500 worth of stuff, right?
I've never stolen that much stuff, that much right. in one time.
And then
time.
Try and, yeah. Well,
to try to steal it and then
the
go
problem.
Resell
on
it
on a campus,
and all that.
The whole trust thing, would a regular student get kicked out?
Would a regular student get kicked out of school? I'm guessing no.
Okay. Well, then he shouldn't get, I mean.
I'm guessing no. But it's also, this goes back to that thing of I'm the head coach and I get to decide. I got to decide on some level who wears the helmet, who wears the uniform, and who represents us.
I get that.
Right?
So it's different. You're being a kid on campus.
Right. I'm not
saying kick him out of school then.
No, don't kick him out of school.
Okay.
But do you represent the school nationwide, worldwide? Do you wear the brand of what we always talk about? This is one of the best college football, you know, brands there's ever been.
My biggest thing is, can the guys on the team trust you?
That's another good, yeah.
With their locker.
That's another perfect good point. I think that's why a Cam Newton couldn't survive at Florida after that situation. We've had a couple of them where they're big name guys, and it's like a laptop
maybe
here.
Maybe one of the 2005 Texas team.
It's yeah, there you go. It's a laptop here. It's a TV there. You never know what it is. But yeah, there's a trust issue, and they feel like he's not to be trusted. So he was going to compete for a starting job. Would this been different if he was already a senior starter instead of a sophomore looking for a starting job? Yeah, it might be.
What if it's Roy Williams?
It might be different.
Circa 2001.
I'm telling you, it would be qualified and different. But that story came out of Norman earlier in the week. So
okay.
Lincoln Riley off to that kind of start. I'm sure that's what I'm sure he was really excited to hear that. We're like, hey, one of the guys is trying to sell an Xbox. And just to all the people out there that might want to be reselling an Xbox or a PlayStation, those things have serial numbers on them. In case you don't know that.
Okay.
It's not like they don't just
I don't steal stuff, so I'm all good on that one. But for the people, I mean, at home, just kiddos.
Yeah, they don't make 500 of those, and then they just put nothing on them. The reason I know specifically that those things have individual numbers is I had issues with a PlayStation at one point, and I called them up, and once I gave them that, they said, sir, just go to the back. Give me the serial number. They were able to look at the exact...
diagnose everything.
Yeah, they knew every single thing that was going on. So realize that these things are like cars, or you steal somebody's iPod or their phone or whatever. There's individual numbers on there that tell people, yeah, this was reported stolen in Norman. You're an Oklahoma football player. This looks really bad for you. Yeah. So, yeah, he will hopefully get a chance somewhere else if somebody wants to give him that chance, but he won't get to wear the Oklahoma helmet moving forward. So we got some college football to get started, a little college baseball as well. Speaking of the state of Florida, we talked about the Gators football team. Florida beat Louisville last night 5-1. They are in the other catbird seat now, and Kevin, the magic of baseball is if you've got the pitcher, you've got everything. Brady Singer with a great outing last night for Florida.
He's a sophomore, and he was the other guy that if you think, okay, well, if he's on, then you've got two first-round picks.
Because he's not the best guy, right?
Well, I think he's actually better than Fieto. Fieto is just – I mean, they both have lights-out stuff, so you can pick either one depending if one of them's pitching better or on their stuff. Because I've seen both of them lose it at times this year, but there's no question – he's going to be probably right now, if you looked at it, a top-five pick next year.
Okay.
So he'd be a higher pick than even Fieto, who was picked 18th this year by the Tigers. That's what I was talking about. If those two guys are throwing like that, then Oregon State, I think we could have a great series, championship series, assuming both them move on.
If it ends up being those two, that would be something to see. We'll get you updated on that. We have another elimination game in Omaha tonight and tomorrow.
Only one. Remember they used to do two?
Yeah, right. It's just one. They're spacing it out. Tonight is one, and then tomorrow is another one. So everything kind of gets spaced out. And that is what allows not only Oregon State to get the big rest they get, but it's weird. They don't. If you get in the loser's bracket now, they make it a little easier for you to live through the loser's bracket.
Yeah, they do. You're right.
Is that fair?
Yeah, and I think that's why we saw some of these coaches trying to gamble, because it has changed. And I'm not sure what year it officially, maybe a couple years ago where it went to. Remember, they used to try and start the championship game series on Saturday.
Yeah, they tried to put weekends in there, right?
Saturday, Sunday, and then maybe Monday.
Because now they're doing Friday for the Friday for those first games. Then if the team that's undefeated loses, they go Saturday.
Yeah.
And then everybody gets off until Monday.
Yeah.
And then they start the series on Monday. So, yeah, they're spacing it out for everybody. We'll see how that affects the teams. Also, tomorrow it is the NBA draft, but don't focus on that because there's a lot going on in the NBA itself. When your draft system is in as bad a shape as it is, you got to focus on the trade part of it, and the NBA is going a little crazy with its trade discussion today like it was yesterday.
Yeah, I would like to at some point, let's just go through a mock draft that we've seen,
mm-hmm.
and it may take 5 minutes, but just give what we've seen of the kid and kind of...
Sure.
And... I mean, it's all. I know you're laughing.
Some of it might not take me long.
No, it won't. Well, I mean, even on Fultz, it would be. Yeah, I mean, you know, I liked his wingspan, and he actually passed the ball pretty well and made a couple shots. And well, I don't know. We'll see.
I love his.
They seem to be just dead set that he's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I know.
But who was the guy that the Cavs took who's been out of the league number one a couple years ago?
Oh,
Anthony Williams or something like that.
Anthony Williams. You're not.
Anthony Bennett, maybe.
Anthony Bennett.
Is that it?
I think that was his name. Okay. Yeah, Anthony Bennett.
Mario had a better NBA career.
That's a good call. All right. So coming up, we'll get you the big three, get you caught up on everything going on today, including both Texas teams winning in the bigs last night. And then I've got a 335 crap bag for you. Oh, we found out about a listener yesterday. A listener emailed me with way too much detail on the electric football game from the past.
Oh, really?
Wait till you hear about this guy.
I can't wait.
Plus, a shout out to one of our listeners who furthers the discussion of just how far our app can go. That's coming up on the Horn. Jack and Kevin with you on a Wednesday.
Much better.
This is not Bob Seger. We're going to find out who this is. But Bob Seger's coming to town in October. Go to hornfm.com to win them before you can buy them. They go on sale Friday morning. Keep listening. Check out our social media, Facebook and Twitter, for Bob Seger ticket information. Mr. Seger coming back to town in October. Trey, who's this?
This is the Killers. Their lead singer and keyboardist Brandon Flowers is celebrating a birthday today.
The Killers is a band I should listen to more of. I need to.
I've heard them. I think they have an album dropping tomorrow.
Is that right?
Yeah. God, this sounds... Aren't headphones amazing, speaking of music?
Headphones can be very important.
I just got my headphones back that I always use, and I... You sound...
Yeah, you need to make me sound as good as possible.
Well, it's me too, though.
Oh, yeah.
And Trey sounds better. but the Killers sound pretty good. I'm actually, that's one of those, you know me, I'm not looking on Friday to see who's, what's coming out, but I heard it on Ketch's show, and I had heard them before, and I thought, that's something I'll check out.
All I know of them is like, is Mr. Brightside. That's the only song I could name for you, and I know there's others I would probably like.
I think you'd like them. Trey, I know. Do you think you'd like them?
I think I would.
You know, I think so. They have a little bit of a poppy element for a rock band, so that might get annoying to you as it does me after four or five songs.
But they strike me as like a sort of like a new, a little bit of like a new age kind of 80s feel where we're all wearing suits, but we're rocking out. Is it, I mean, that which I don't mind. Like, I don't love a ton of those bands, but I like mixing in bands like that. I think the Killers is a band that I could mix into the repertoire, and they're going to work out just fine.
Who are you picturing with that description?
What kind of suit?
Like a suit. Like, they, you know, they get up there and they wear suits.
Are you picturing, like, Talking Heads or something? I'm trying to think of who you were picturing 80s band-wise is wearing suits on stage.
Oh, and if we're going back to the 80s, it was like, you know, you had, like, the Human League and ABC and bands like that.
Okay, okay. I have no idea who you're talking about.
So you weren't picturing the Beatles.
They would wear suits. No.
I was picturing the Blues Brothers, like, those type of suits, or are we talking kind of hipster suits?
Well, I also think I believe I've seen the Killers perform in suits. I may be wrong about that. I may be thinking of a different band, so I'm probably digging myself a killer's hole here.
I just listened to him, man.
Yeah. All right, so you got all that going on. Check out hornfm.com for the Bob Seger information. Seger coming to town. Let's get you some Big Three. A lot going on today in the world of sports.
The Big Three.
It is, unfortunately, there's no afternoon game in Omaha for us to keep you updated on. The 2 and barbecue games are done. Cal State Fullerton and the Aggies going home. Tonight, somebody else goes home. It is LSU and Florida State, our first of the 1-1 elimination games. So somebody's going home, 6 o'clock, ESPN. The winner of that one gets the incredible challenge of trying to beat Oregon State twice to get to the championship round.
Yes, that's going to be tough. LSU, that's weird because they had a 17-game win streak snapped.
In the 13-1 game?
Yeah.
Wow.
So Florida State's actually been in this position. They've been down to their last strike. They have been in this spot.
Yeah, they're hanging on.
Pretty much the last month, month and a half. They know how to deal with this. In a weird way, I give the edge to Florida State, even though I think LSU is a better college baseball team. Florida State does have some players that really stand out, and Taylor Walls is one of them.
Be a good-looking game tonight, too.
Oh, no. Those two great uniforms, unis, when they bring them together, it looks good.
That is good. Tomorrow night, they're going to do Louisville and TCU at 7 o'clock on ESPN2. The winner of that one will have to come back and beat Florida twice. Florida beat Louisville last night 5-1. We talked about Brady Singer. He goes 7 strong and gave up one earned run. He struck out 9. The last time a lot of people saw him was earlier in the playoffs when he was screaming and yelling at the rain delay.
Yeah.
Because he was so mad they were calling the game at that point. They had all those crazy rain delays all over the country.
Boy, I like to see that with a Florida pitcher.
Boy, he came back.
And Florida, Vanderbilt, the softer schools.
Oh, you like to see the hard edge?
Yeah, the schools that have tons of talent, but don't really have that piss and vinegar. I like the boy. When I see that with his stuff with 93, 94, and heavy sink. That thing was darting in and down. Woo! And then he's got that wipeout. I'm telling you, Beavers, we've been there in 04.
Gotta watch it.
Now, this Oregon State team, though, first off, they're going to have so much time off that you hope maybe they come out and they're a little rusty. And who's a better matchup for them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Probably, I mean, they probably want to see Florida State.
I was going to say not yeah, for them, right, because Florida would be in the championship. So, yeah, Florida State probably.
Yeah, and then Florida's a team that they don't want to see in the championship. And if they do, you hope that they have to burn as many arms as possible. You hope that it's not, you know, Fiedo and what is it, Singer?
Singer, yeah.
Ready to go.
Right, yeah, that would be, that's what we all want, though. That's what I want.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
we want that.
That's what we all need to have happen. All right, so we know the NBA draft is coming up tomorrow. Here is your latest around the NBA. The Hawks have traded Dwight Howard.
Yep.
That happened overnight. Traded to Charlotte. Miles Plumlee, Marco Bellinelli, and a pick go the other way. And the 31st pick goes along with Dwight Howard. Also, the Lakers made a trade. Traded D'Angelo Russell and Timofey Mozgov, who is stealing money from this league.
Yeah, he is.
To Brooklyn for Brooke Lopez and the 27th pick. Kevin, the thought here is that Magic Johnson is making room, whether it's now or later, for additional guys. Paul George, the draft pick of Lonzo Ball. This tells everybody Lonzo Ball is getting picked second.
I would think.
If you get rid of D'Angelo Russell, the message is pretty clear, right?
Right, we're taking Ball.
I think at this
unless they're taking Fox.
I would think they're taking Lonzo Ball.
I would too.
I would think they're taking Lonzo Ball. But we'll see. That is so they lay that out, and then of course there's still talks with Paul George. They're trying to get Paul George without having to give up. They didn't want to give up. They don't want to give up Ingram. They don't want to give up the second pick. They may be able to do something outside of that. The other story,
or just wait, like you said yesterday.
Right, wait the year he wants
to
come play for you.
You're not going to do anything here.
They're going to be awful this year. They know that.
Yeah,
they know it. The other thing is Jimmy Butler has apparently told Cleveland that he wants to stay in Chicago.
You know why?
Tell me.
So the report is that Cleveland guys who have been courting Jimmy to come, and this is where the league is completely different. I mean, they're so tight that they'll even sell out their own team. In fact, they'll easily sell out their own team just to be honest to another guy. And there's some value in that. I mean, I respect that, respect a lot of that. May not be great for the league, but so all these, a couple of the Cavs are recording Jimmy Butler because things, the way things have gone down the last couple of days, like there's some serious stuff going on, going down in Cleveland right now. Serious stuff.
And they're telling Butler that?
They told him, do not come. This,
wow.
This is an S show. Do not come here.
Man.
Yeah.
How about that?
And those reports are out. So
all right.
And I've seen multiple reports, so I'd be surprised if guys, that many people are floating that.
Because that would answer my question of, why would you, right now, why would you bang your head against the wall of these Chicago Bulls? Why would you make yourself say, man, I want to make this work in Chicago? Because it just feels tough right now.
No, no. Chicago is a train wreck.
It is a battle to fight.
Especially after Dwayne Wade decides to go ahead and opt. I'm going to go ahead and continue with the contract. Oh, God. Please.
He opted.
I've never rooted for anyone to leave my team more.
Fans freak when you opt in.
Not fair.
In that situation.
There's some coordinators out there.
Yeah. Plus, if you're a fan of either the Spurs or the Rockets, apparently your two teams may be fighting over Chris Paul. There's a story out today that the Rockets are interested in multiple players. One of them is Chris Paul. Blake Griffin's another one. Paul Millsap is one. Kyle Lowry's another player. So there's already been talk about San Antonio and Chris Paul. So now the discussion begins, where would CP3 fit better, San Antonio or Houston? I think that's what he's trying to figure out because he's a free agent.
San Antonio.
I would think so.
San Antonio.
Once you've figured out that James Harden can be that as your point guard.
Yeah, San Antonio.
Why would you move away from it?
Because he's thinking I could be Steve Nash, two-time MVP.
Who, right? CP3's thinking that?
Yeah.
No. I mean, if you're Harden and the Rockets.
Okay, no, but he's thinking that about maybe going to Houston. If I get in that system, that's who I could be.
Oh, I see. He could, but then you'd have to move Harden to the two, right?
I totally understand that. But CP3, yeah. I think, is not.
Right.
From everything we've gathered is not thinking about that.
Plus, do you really want those two guys in the same locker room?
God, no. No. And I'd be really, I would really vet him if I'm Pop in San Antonio, if you're really going to make a serious run at him, because his dribble rate is too high. And I understand that's part of how he controls the game, but he needs to change his game a little bit. And like I said yesterday, maybe in that system, it could do that.
He needs to be... He really needs to be asked that Popovich question that we heard about.
Yes, he
with
does.
Kawhi Leonard.
Well,
are you over yourself yet, CP3?
We know the answer to that one.
Yeah.
The real answer.
Yeah, so we'll talk some NBA today. In fact, coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll check in L.A., little Clippers, little Lakers, because both those teams are in the discussion. And, of course, the CP3 thing with Texas teams. We're going to talk with Bill Oram of the Orange County Register about all of this mess in the NBA. As far as Major League Baseball, Astros and Rangers win last night. Springer hit another home run for the Astros. That's his eighth leadoff homer this year. Astros put five up in the first. That's how to win a road game. If you're the Rangers, another good way to do it, how about three in the first for the Rangers, including a Carlos Gomez homer. So both Texas teams putting up runs in the first inning and get wins. I think the lead for the Houston is still 12.
Yeah, no, it still is, but you guys are playing better baseball. And I think you're in a position now where you can get to the All-Star break and really think about, okay, we're not going to be selling here because we're in it. We're in it with the wild card. I think the speculation was maybe a month ago that you guys, if you really dropped out of especially any playoff race, that maybe some of the veterans that you have, you turn around and restock your minor league system. Because the last 2 years, you guys, the Cubs have done this, but you guys, especially with two runs at it, have just given up a bunch of minor league guys to try and get some veterans to help you maybe go win a World Series.
Yeah, because
so now maybe it's time to turn. They thought it may be time to turn that. I don't think that's going to happen this year. I think you guys are in it.
The thinking won't turn quite that much.
Right, which is a good thing. That means you guys are still in
it. That is good, right. That's the good news, that the wild card is still in reasonable range. All right, there's some big three for you. Let's get you a quick crap bag here.
Chad's crap bag.
Crap bag. If you need an easy way to remember it, just think of a bag of crap.
Shout out to one of our listeners, actually a couple of our listeners here, but let's start with my man Greg. Greg sent me an email yesterday. It says, "Hey Chad, I heard you guys talking about the electric football game today. I'm an expert," in quotes, "in this game. My hobby is painting teams. Below is a tiny sample of my work. Thought you would appreciate it. You can control the players and have fun playing the game." Sure you can. "Yes, I'm a total electric football nerd."
Is this the guy who texted us?
"Love the show, Greg." I think it is.
And he couldn't get the picture, and he's like, "I'm going to email you." I didn't realize it was going to be this much stuff.
Yeah, did you see those pictures?
No, can I see it?
I was going to show you a few pictures here, give you a good example.
I'm all with you, man. I still geek out over stuff like that, and I was, back in the day, that was like starting lineups were my jam.
I'm going to show you the picture he sent me of, he sent pictures knowing the fan that I am, and he knew that I was a Cowboys and Bucks fan. He sent me old school Doug Williams and Leroy Selman.
Of
the Bucks.
He paints those?
He paints them. So he's got a lot of Steeler pictures I'll show you. Steelers back in the day, Cowboys back in the day. He's got Roger Staubach and Tony Dorsett and the whole deal. So, Greg, you are the man, and we bow to your electric football knowledge and
talent
there.
Never seen anything like that.
Yeah, that is big time.
Different level, Greg.
Yes, Greg, thank you for that email. Also, I want to thank Old Miss Girl for her continued email. She listens to the show, big fan of the show, and she is on a world traveling expedition. She graduated high school, and apparently there's a cool summer trip going on. Kevin, she tells me that the app works not only at the Royal Palace in Spain, but at the, I don't know if I got this right, the Avignon, the Palace of the French Popes in France.
Man.
So she's been to Spain and France recently, and she's also one of the people that has let us know the app works in China. So Old Miss Girl, before she heads off to the Grove, man, she's getting the world checked out.
You're going to walk into college and know what you're talking about in terms of traveling a little bit.
That's right.
Yeah, not many kids have traveled like that at that age.
Those snooty guys in the Grove with their buttoned up shirts and stuff, they're going to have nothing on her, man. She's going to be ready to go.
There are a lot of rich kids there. There are going to be some kids that would be like, you know, tagged along with mom and dad. But she's got, I mean, Spain and France, that's a nice one to check off.
Yeah, pretty cool. So glad to hear that the app works in all kinds of places. The Horn Austin in your app store, or 104.9 The Horn in your app store to check that out. Coming up in the 535 crap bag, I have a bit of a rant because my favorite candy of all time continues to kick me right in the crotch. But also, I've got a big batch of old school for Kevin. We got a little basketball. We have some basketball from when basketball was basketball in the old school today. And we'll get to some of that. We've even got a current college football player for old school today. That's coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Coming up here at 4:05, we're going to jump into this Tiger Woods story, as well as a little post US Open. Give Scottie Scheffler some love. Justin Ray, who Kevin used to work with at LHN, is now the senior researcher for the Golf Channel, and he puts out the greatest golf tweets. If you are just a stat nerd, if you love the numbers of sports, Justin is your guy, at Justin Ray GC on Twitter. We're going to talk to Justin about some golf issues coming up at 4:05 as we have the Well, geez, the British Open's still coming up, right? We still have the British and the PGA.
And the PGA, yeah.
Coming up, right. So
I want to ask him about Scotty, though.
Yeah, I want to find out what kind of guy, what kind of player does he think Scheffler can be? Because I love the name. I've seen him play a little bit, but now I want to know, is he going to turn this low amateur thing into a decent career?
Yeah, and Justin's a guy who covered it really. I mean, he was all over Texas golf when we first started at LHN, and he was like, I think this guy's going to turn it. He's like, I'm telling you, man. He's like,
this guy is in Coach Fields? Or
yeah.
This,
okay. I mean, and Fields have been there for a little while, so there were some, even some maybe pressure questions about him and that are long gone, as they should mm-hmm. be. But he was like, no, he's like, they've got some guys that like are going to be playing on the tour. It's like, okay. You know, he smelled it, and that's been the case. I've gotten one and could have had another.
That is all coming up. Got college football, as we mentioned today, Oklahoma and West Virginia with good and bad news, depending on which side of that discussion you're on. And the NBA draft comes up tomorrow. A lot of NBA teams scrambling around to try to find trades and the right player and all that kind of good stuff. We'll keep you updated on what we're hearing, including, for you Rockets and Spurs fans, which one of you wants CP3? More coming up on The Horn. There you go. That's the one I know, right? This is Mr. Brightside. The Killers, lead singer, with a birthday today. Also, you got the Kinks, Aerosmith, Winger, Incubus, all have birthdays today. The bands, not the entire bands, but members. And Lana Del Rey, for you younger folks, 32 years old today. Happy birthday to all those folks. We'll get to some more of that type of stuff later in the show. Got some good old schools for Kevin today. Now, as I look up and see your Cubs taking on the San Diego Padres, I forgot to ask you yesterday about this Rizzo play where Joe Maddon and the other manager, the San Diego manager, just went back and forth of, is it dirty, is it not? So Rizzo slides into home, and first of all, remind me on the call.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, you haven't seen the play.
No.
So, yeah, there was a play at home, and he slides in, and the question is, with this new, we'll call it the Buster Posey rule, because that's what it is, this new rule about catchers and blocking the plate and all that,
I just saw it. Was it blocking the plate?
Was it dirty? Was it clean? Was it whatever? Like, what is Rizzo supposed to do in that situation? Did he do what he needs to do?
No. He should have put his shoulder into him more and knocked him out. That's what he should have done. If you're going to block the plate like that, then yeah, you should be able to get run over. That's the rule, right? That was the issue with the Texas Long Beach State game.
Yeah, I think the way I'm understanding it is, if you have the ball, which the catcher is in position to get the ball, once you have it and you're blocking the plate, the runner can crush you, I think.
Well, if it's coming together at the same time, yeah.
Yeah. Rizzo went out of the line that he was running on to plow into the catcher, though, who wasn't exactly blocking the plate. Rizzo very easily...
Oh, the angle I just saw, he was...
I think
you may have seen a bad angle then, because the catcher, he was close to blocking the plate, but Rizzo went from his line, which was to the plate, literally two steps to his left to run into the catcher.
Well, then that's not right.
Yeah, that was the argument that San Diego was trying to make, is that he went outside of the baseline went out of his path to try to do that. It was it was definitely a very physical baseball play at the plate.
Okay, he has the ball right now. He's coming to tag him,
which they are trying to.
To me, that's just baseball.
Right.
He was not blocking the plate as much as I thought he was. He was coming, they were colliding. I mean, he was coming in. Now, I didn't see what Trey was saying, because of this angle, they didn't show him rounding. I just saw him a couple steps before he got there.
The angle that is from the third baseline, you really see a good shot of Rizzo going on his line and really making the move to run into the catcher versus...
Well, that's not right, no.
Versus
if you collide, you collide.
Absolutely, and if the catcher was directly blocking the plate to where there was nowhere for Rizzo to go, but Rizzo...
Oh, I see what you're saying. There's the angle.
He just as easily could have either tried to go on the outside or slide and catch the back of the plate versus running into the guy.
Boy, this is one of those, though. You got to get that angle, because they just showed it. I'm watching all these replays, and they just showed the angle that definitely... That says Major League Baseball was right. Rizzo should have been... Not sure what happened to him, but yeah. Rule 7.13, apparently. That is the actual rule number.
Yeah, and he was called out, and that was, I think.
Got that first angle, though, they cut it, so you just don't see Rizzo. You just see him coming and colliding, and you thought, okay, well, that's at least just good baseball. But that angle definitely shows, yeah, Rizzo was coming in trying to collide.
So now here's my question for you, because I know you're a hardcore baseball guy, and I know you don't always love it when instant replay gets a little out of control in sports.
I don't like when it changes the momentum and slows the pace of the game, and that alters the actual game. That I don't like.
In this case, though, when it's just an issue of after the fact, we're trying to figure out if it violates a rule, do you have a problem with that?
No, of course not.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I mean, get it right. And I don't think Rizzo's a dirty player, but I don't think most people would tell you he's a dirty player. But yeah, I mean, he should get called out on that.
Now, Major League Baseball is coming back later and saying that the collision did violate that rule. My question to them would then be, well, are you saying, like, what's the penalty then? Rizzo was out anyway. Are we saying he was going to be thrown out of the game? Is that's one thing I've never read that whole rule to know. Like,
what's the penalty?
Right. If I'm accused of doing it, what is it? Do you chunk me out of a ball game for something like that?
Not necessarily. You would just automatically be out. So that way, if the catcher
no matter what happened,
the ball,
right.
If something would happen, no, you're out.
You're out because you took that little extra weird path
right.
to get there.
Like if there's a play at second and the guy gets called for an illegal slide, well, doesn't matter what happens at first. That guy's out.
Then
too.
You're out. Yeah, that makes sense. Because you can make the argument that Rizzo went and found him. Rizzo went and found the catcher on
yeah,
that play.
Yeah, I mean, but that
is... It's close. I mean, it's really close.
If you
close.
Think that's dirty, you were born in 2011.
Well, yeah, again, it's not right. It's not dirty when we were watching baseball in the 80s. But
that wasn't dirty 15 years ago, man.
That rule, like, I can only imagine what Pete Rose is saying about that play over the last
yeah.
couple days.
And I'm glad they've kind of cleaned it up a little bit, but collisions are going to happen there.
Yeah.
And that's part of the sport.
No, it is. It absolutely is.
All right. Is fighting.
If you're just jumping in, we've got that game going on right now, little Cubs and Padres. Tonight in Omaha, it's LSU and Florida State elimination game, and we're talking some football as well. West Virginia gets great news quarterback-wise. Will Grier, the kid that was at Florida and got kicked out of Florida for PED violations, he ends up in West Virginia. Insert your meth jokes here. He sat all of last year, and Dana Holgorsen says, well, why don't we just make that the punishment, and he doesn't have to sit 7 games. NCAA said, you know what, Dana? You got it. You got it, crazy hair. We're going to let you have it. So the hair raid offense, as they call it, in Morgantown will have Will Grier running it, whatever that means.
Yeah, he wasn't great at Florida.
No, that's why I say I'm
but
not sure.
But this is an offense that can make quarterbacks, can open some things up for him.
Mm-hmm. As I recall, he's tallish.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's got okay size.
Tall white kid. I think he could move a little bit, and but he just was spraying it all over the place.
Yeah, I think that may be why he was checking out the PEDs. Maybe he thought they could...
For accuracy?
I think maybe he was trying anything he could. Somebody told him, hey...
Call Dan Kendra. It's not going to help with that.
That's right. call the Marinovich family
right.
and all kinds of people. Like,
you either have that or you don't.
You have it or you don't. It's not going to really help you there. But
you can work on accuracy. You can work on it, but there is a lot of, man, you either got that or you don't. Like Trey.
Hey. But it's true.
Right-handed.
Right. And Trey had it right-handed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, think of it. If you're running PEDs in the Gainesville area and Will Grier comes to you and asks, hey, you have anything that could help my throwing? What are you going to tell him? No. Right? You're running a business.
Yeah.
You're going to have an excuse for every – you tell a kicker it could help him.
I just love how – I think it's cute how you're picturing like how all this actually works. Like it's like Mayberry in terms of PEDs. I just swing on by the locker room, say hi to the guys. They let me in, and I just, show them my vacuums. And they either want them or they don't.
No, I'm not.
I show them how the vacuums work, why Florida football players would want vacuums.
I'm not saying he shows up with a big suitcase and he opens it up. No, I'm saying Will Grier finds the dark alley in Gainesville
okay.
where you go.
You made it sound like he's going to come around and be like, hey, Will,
no.
Heard that you have some dirty carpets.
No, that's not what's going on. Not what's going on. Did you ever?
No, I love the dark alley, too. Like you're actually going to meet in a dark alley to do that.
Right, I'm going to go to the other extreme
they
now.
They probably went to someone's place.
It could have been a house.
Checked for mics.
With electricity and everything.
And went in the bathroom and shot each other up.
Oh, man. All right, 4 o'clock hour coming up. Justin Ray, senior researcher of the Golf Channel, coming up. We will get into all those issues. We'll keep talking football today. It's the first day of summer, and apparently it's National Selfie Day. So take a picture of yourself with the background and you sweating a lot. It's the Horn.